Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use. And I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not? Because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
A quickie into tomorrow tech fact for you to share. The term computer bug was coined way back in 1947. When a moth became trapped in a computer relay, causing an error.
But do you know who it was that coined the term?
The moth's mother?
Grace Hooper.
Yeah. Admiral Grace Murray Hooper?
Yes.
No kidding. Very cool. I actually met her once. Back in the day, she was the Grand Marshal of the Orange Bowl Parade, when for 29 years I was the announcer on network television. And would announce her and introduce her and, you know, live from Miami, Florida, and all that fun stuff. Uh-huh. And she was the Grand Marshal 1 year. What an amazing lady.
Yeah,
smart.
I never met her, but I read so much about her. And Yeah. She was a very smart woman.
Very. Oh, my gosh.
But she was the one that found the moth in the computer and taped it to the logbook and coined the term computer bug.
Wow. I'm even more express now. How about them apples?
Yeah.
Ah, pretty cool. Did I mention, welcome back Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Blueberry Podcasting. You don't need to be tech savvy to record and publish your own podcast. In fact, it'll be easy for most Into Tomorrow listeners. They've got plans starting at just $12 a month. Check out blubrry.com.
It's time for our Epoch History Feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's
historic past. Here's Chris Graveline.
Line.
In 1966, an international conference authorized the European formats PAL and CCAM. And it was in 1967 at the 25th IFA in Berlin when the German Chancellor Willy Brandt pressed the button to launch color television in Germany.
I know nothing.
And this was, of course, many years after the U.S. In fact, it was in Tech History last week. We talked about 1954 when color televisions went on sale here in the U.S.
Yep.
So Germany didn't have color TV until 1967.
Wow.
But the communist Eastern Germany started 2 years later, but used the French CCAM system to keep their citizens from watching West Germany's color TV, their favorite but illegal source of information and entertainment. Only big, expensive screens were available in color, and content very slowly made the transition to color. That's this week's IFA update, brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And Steve in Kenosha, Wisconsin, listens to our free Into Tomorrow podcast that you can snag from wherever you get your podcasts, or snag them at intotomorrow.com. And, of course, that's all brought to you by Blueberry. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Dave. Cameron. Oh, and Chris might be there, too.
Not too fast.
My mother-in-law's been a little bit older, and my wife goes to call her, and she doesn't answer her cell phone. She's either left in another room or doesn't hear it or has fallen asleep. My question to you is there something I can connect kind of in her apartment that'll ring or flash and tell her the cell phone's ringing? I thought about, like, a Fitbit or something, but she's going to take that off, I'm sure, and then leave it and we'll be in the same problem we are now.
Yeah, well, Steve, there used to be some phone holders that would ring loudly and flash lights if the phone was ringing. You can find it by the name of multi-phone ringer and flasher, which should tell you something about how generic the device is. The catch is that the phone needs to be on, of course, for it to work, which will almost certainly land you in that same situation.
Yeah, the reason those devices aren't more popular these days is because modern cell phones include the flashing feature as part of their accessibility tools. They'll just turn the flash on and off in distinct patterns for texts and calls. Her phone must have the feature, and it'll be likely under the settings and accessibility. Now, obviously, if she leaves her phone with the flash towards the table, that method won't work either. If ringing loudly is enough and the lights are less important, then a smart speaker may help. They can act as basically a landline, but their lights are not intense enough to get much attention on their own.
Yeah, we'll have a couple of more suggestions when you visit us at intotomorrow.com.